Well, thank you so much for joining us and continuing to join us for the noon news, which is our extended news at noon. And as we have been, and we're going to continue that this week, is we're going to get some interviews on throughout the week, just informative, hopefully some lighthearted, but still some concerning the current health concerns. And so we wanted to continue today with a Monday check-in with Kate. Hi, Kate. How are you?
Hi, Tracy. I'm doing okay.
So coffee.
I want to say I'm doing terrific, but I think okay is appropriate here.
Yeah, that's fine. We can deal with just okay. So Coffee with Kate, of course, typically you would hear Kate in the morning with Dave. And so I just wanted to do kind of a check-in because it's we were talking off the air, which I still find it to be true because I've been in the position before where you were at the radio station and you're on every day, and then all of a sudden you disappear. And that's hard. It's hard on us as, you know, air talent. It's hard on the audience for that relationship just to kind of disappear. So I wanted to do a check-in with you, see how you're doing at home. You're at home.
I'm
working remotely.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
I'm so glad to hear from you. I miss my routine. I am a very routine person because it's very difficult to, even though you create a workspace and you try to do your very best in your workspace at home, it's very disconcerting because you do some things and then you remember something else that I was going to do here, and so I jump up and do it, and then I come back to what I was. I need to do a better job of focusing.
And
I am still working from home.
I chuckle because I always said I'm not necessarily a water cooler type person, but then in days like these, you appreciate the water cooler. It's like,
yeah.
I need somebody to you know, gab with in the hallway.
Right, or all your coworkers and, you know, what's going on, what's new. And not that we spend a lot of time doing that, but it's almost like a check-in. It's, hey, how's it going at your household? How's it, you know?
And not only that, Kate, but business does get done in the middle of the hallway.
Oh, yes, it does. Very much so. I'll never forget one of my professors told me that to expect to do a lot of business on the golf course.
Okay.
I thought, oh, great, I don't golf.
Now what do I do?
Right. But a lot of business does get done in the hallways.
It does.
A lot of discussions. How do we fix this? How do we do that? My heart goes out to all, particularly all small businesses and home businesses that are being affected dramatically, like all over the world. I mean, not just here in Butler County, but everywhere.
And I think one thing that's been interesting to have to try to navigate is the technology and social media. And it has become a great way to communicate and keep in touch, whether you're doing like Zoom or Skype or Facebook Lives or whatever it is. But it's interesting on we even work in this industry and how all of a sudden we figure out how much we don't know because all of a sudden we're trying to jump in on this and you're just trying to get it done.
Right. Very much so. Very much so. And I will tell you one thing that has been kind of wonderful. I think it was Friday, wasn't it? Friday that the radio station played the 60 World Series broadcast.
Yes.
That was delightful. I didn't listen to the whole thing, but it made you feel good. And then there's a lot of concerts going on from people's homes, which is another wonderful thing from social media. Country stars, rock stars are doing concerts from their own living room. So that's added a new piece of technology or information or entertainment, whatever you want to call it, to the spectrum. And it's that part has been terrific.
Kate, speaking of country stars, did you hear Joe Diffie passed away?
I did. A it broke my heart.
Yeah, from COVID-19 complications, but yeah. Just brings brings it home whenever you really, you know, see these people that, you know, I think a lot of times when we go through crises, I know we've never really gone through something like this, but when we hear stories, we think, oh, that's somebody else. That's going to happen elsewhere. It doesn't happen in our backyard or to people that we know. Not that we knew Joe Diffie personally. I'm just saying that when you start to know your neighbors and friends that are being affected, like you're saying, with small businesses, they are our neighbors and friends, and we know people. And the nurses and the medical staff, and they're on the front line, we know them. And so they, it gets real, gets surreal whenever you think about it that way.
And then... you know, the information that comes out daily, you can't absorb all of it. It just, it's tremendous. But I did, through social media, listen to a video, and I believe it was Friday night. Actually, my baby sister, who has quite a few connections, received this video from a doctor, and she sent it to me. And I have since sent it to family members and people. It came from a doctor on the front lines in New York City. And he was very calming, very reassuring. And he said, you know, people, if you do the social distancing, and he means, you know, no groups, no anything. And if you wash your hands or Purell your hands, and he's recommending masks. You put the mask on, he said, and it doesn't have to be the N95 or whatever they call them, the respirator. He says, I'm talking about the masks, the standard masks. He said, that doesn't necessarily protect you, but it does keep you from touching your face. It keeps you from...
Well, it's a physical reminder.
Absorbing.
When you have something on your face like that that you're not used to, you remember. I mean, it's a reminder.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And that was his point.
Yeah.
And he said, if you do all these things, hopefully you will not contact this dreadful disease.
And it is difficult to take in all the information because it changes so often and rapidly, and then you want to listen to the medical professionals, and you know, it gets to be a lot. Let me ask you this, Kate, just bringing some levity to the situation a little bit. Have you found any funny moments at home whenever something happens and it takes you off guard and you just have to smile because you think, I never saw that one coming?
Well, let's see. Yeah, there's been quite a few funny moments here. My husband kind of rolled down the driveway Friday evening.
Oh, no.
He's okay.
He is okay. It just
we decided to go outside in the sunshine.
Right.
I kind of forced him into doing it. So we get out there, and darned if he doesn't just spin around and fall and roll down the driveway.
Oh, no. Oh, my.
But after I realized he was still alive, okay, I got to laughing so hard I couldn't help him get up.
Did he laugh? Did he think it was humorous?
No, he didn't.
Oh, well. Kate.
Yeah,
oh,
so,
my.
Yeah, that was humorous, yeah.
I had to say that the other day we have a TV upstairs, a TV downstairs, and the kids were downstairs watching TV. And both of them are hooked up with a Roku device. I don't know if you're familiar with Roku, but you can watch TV off of that, and it's connected. It's digital, and it can connect to an app on your phone. And so, point being, I'm upstairs and I open my Roku app to turn on my television, and it's not working. And I'm hitting button after button after button, and I'm thinking, why do I have a different screen on this? And so I'm just for 10 minutes just hitting button after button after button. I finally hear this thunderous, you know, footstep upstairs, and it's my one son, and he's like, I knew it! I knew it was you! And I'm like, what are you talking about? Here, I was controlling their TV downstairs, but because I had no clue of what I was doing, it goes, our TV's going nuts downstairs, and you're the one that's controlling it.
Oh, that's funny.
I said, yeah, that was
funny.
Me. Sorry.
So now you know you can control this.
Right. The secret is out. Time to go to bed, clicking off. But Kate, I just wanted to say hi to you, and I do miss you, and I know we all miss you on the air in the morning. How's your coffee supply? How's the coffee supply?
The coffee supply is great. And I will, bringing that up, Negley's is still taking coffee to people if they need it. All they have to do is call 282-6160, and they'll bring the coffee, the water, the filters, the whole nine yards. And the coffee pods.
And the coffee, so that's right.
If you're in need of coffee or water, you call Negley's Bottled Water and Coffee Service. How about that, Tracy?
That was really good. That was really good. Even in these times, you can still do a commercial for Negley's. I love it.
Even in my jammies, I'm still in my jammies. Oh, that's the other thing.
Yeah.
I have a real rough time in the mornings getting out of my jammies.
Okay.
Yeah, I work in my jammies.
See, I've committed not to do it. I've wanted to. I've been in my jammies earlier than necessary a couple of days, but I thought, no, I have to make, even if it's jeans and a t-shirt, I'm thinking I've got to get ready for my day.
I'll go do that. Maybe that'll help.
I'm pressuring. It's the peer pressure.
The one day last week that I did do it was a good day, so maybe you're right.
You need to get up, get a shower, get ready for the day, and yeah, you do. You do. Well, Miss Kate,
you convinced me.
It was nice talking to you. Hopefully we can do another check-in real soon.
And I send love to all the listeners, all the folks at the station, everybody. And we will get through this one way or the other.